I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Western hedge funds are buying up large tracts of land in Africa, and that could have an impact on food production on the continent. That's according to a new report this week by the Oakland Institute, a California think tank. The report also says that prominent American universities like Harvard and Vanderbilt are taking part in African land deals. Investors from the U.S. and Europe are attracted to such deals by cheap land prices and the promise of huge returns. Anuradha Mittal, one of the report's authors, says that could be misleading.
Investors have been looking for new opportunities to put their money in for the next soft commodity market where they can invest in. And here come the private equity funds and the hedge funds who are promising returns between 20 to 40%. Unfortunately, American universities, totally lured by these high returns, are moving forward to invest in such funds. One is not saying that they are the ones who are doing it knowingly. We do not know. But right now, their focus is to see high returns. And just driven by that quest for high returns, they're going into investment funds who are promising such returns on agricultural investments in Africa, without questioning that when the agricultural returns in the United States over the last 15, 20 years have been 5 to 6%, how do you get these kind of returns in Africa?
If the promised return on the investment in this land in Africa is so high, are the people who the land is getting bought from getting a fair deal?
The issue in Africa is traditional lands, communal lands, are considered as state lands. So it is the states which, under the direction of World Bank groups, International Finance Corporation, who are being told to offer their lands to foreign investors as a development paradigm. People are working these lands. They use these lands to grow food for their families, to grow food for the local market. It is their means of livelihood. But they have no say in the process. So you find, you know, whether it is through interaction with a chief who might not be informed, or in the case of Mozambique, what we learned, there was a lot of pressure from the local officials to sign the papers that they're giving away the land, and they really have no choice. In Ethiopia, even when people are against it, the fear of repression, the fear of that you cannot speak out, means that people are being displaced, are being relocated, and they have no choice in the matter.
Well, one company that's involved in some of these deals, MVest Asset Management, took issue with your report and said it was not involved in exploitative or illegal practices. The Africa director for the company, Anthony Porter, told the BBC, "There are no shady deals. We acquire all land in terms of legal tender." Is it necessarily a bad idea, these land purchases, if it puts otherwise unused land into production and gets investment to, you know, impoverished parts of the world?
Well, there are different ways to look at this issue. First, just to answer Anthony Porter at MVest, it would require not a debate between Mr. Porter and myself, but really the families that I met, the children that I saw, who, and the helpless family that I met with, who suddenly was, well, we don't know what to do. We are waiting for our neighbors to finish planting so we can use their land because our land has been taken away. Secondly, in terms of, is investment in land in agriculture bad? We started this project because we believe agriculture needs investment. But to assume that just because you invest in land, it would translate into jobs for people, it would mean economic agricultural development for Africa, that's a myth. It does not take rocket science to figure out that Africa does not need this form of agricultural development.
What do you think would happen if Harvard and Vanderbilt and other prominent American universities stopped making these sort of investments? Do you think it would have any impact on whether the acquisitions continued?
If investors such as Harvard University or Vanderbilt started caring for the impact of the investment and not just the returns, we are not saying they don't care about your returns, but if we can have a balance between the two, we would see a different economy. And that's what we are talking about here.
Anuradha Mittal is the executive director of the Oakland Institute and an author of a new report on land acquisitions in sub-Saharan Africa. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.
We contacted MVest Asset Management and Harvard University to get more on their side of the story. They did not get back to us by airtime.